This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the church as the body of Christ. In 2 previous studies, we have looked at in some detail at the actual physical body of Christ when he was here upon this earth. You know, we read in John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14 of that same chapter, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And so Jesus Christ had a physical body. He had eyes and ears and tongue and shoulders and arms and hands and feet, all of which worked together to enable him to carry out the will of God while he was here upon this earth. And I have suggested that the Bible makes clear that we are to carry that lesson over into our consideration of the church, which is the spiritual body of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, we are told that the church is the body. And in Colossians 1:18, we're told that the body is the church. There is one body, that body being the church. Now the church, the body of Christ, is here upon this earth, even though Jesus was crucified, was laid in his tomb, and arose from the dead, and ascended back to the Father, and was seated at the right hand of God. But nevertheless, the New Testament goes on to make clear that his body is on earth. That body is not the actual literal physical body of Jesus, but is rather the spiritual body of Christ, the church. And just as Jesus himself in his physical body had these various members such as eyes and ears and arms and hands and feet and so on, so today we may envision that the church, the spiritual body of Christ, functions on earth in the way that these various members of a real physical body do. For instance, the church must be the ears of Christ. It must be the ears of Christ to hear the voice of God, as we learn in Revelation chapter 2, verse 29. God speaks to us in his Son, that is, through the word of his Son, as we learn in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and John 14, verse 26, and Acts chapter 17, verse 11. We cannot be faithful to God, we cannot be the ears of Christ, without listening to his voice. Further, we must be the ears of Christ in the sense that we are to listen to the voice of lost humanity. The church, for the church to fail to hear, to approve the Bible, is to be a deaf body, and to refuse to hear the cries of suffering humanity. To realize that men cry out in the lostness of their sin is to be a deaf body, simply to punch out the eardrums of the spiritual body of Christ, as it were. And just as the physical body of Christ had eyes, so the spiritual body of Christ, the church, must function as the eyes of Christ in the actual carrying out of the Great Commission to look on the harvest field, as Jesus made clear in John 4, verse 35, and also made clear in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 15. Those who cannot see the lost all about them are blind, spiritually blind. The church must function as the body of Christ in the sense of being his eyes to look upon the suffering, the sick, and the needy. James chapter 1, verse 27, that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the widows and orphans in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus made clear that those who do not have a heart of compassion to the poor and the sick and the naked and the blind and so forth, will be given account, or we must give an account of this in the judgment and that condemnation which must follow. Those who cannot see the needy all about them are spiritually blind. And in the same way that the church must function as the spiritual body of Christ, as the ears and eyes of the Lord on earth to carry out the Great Commission, so it must function as the tongue of Christ. Not to go about slandering others, as we're warned in James chapter 3, not to say that which is impure or vulgar. Can you imagine the tongue of Jesus gossiping and telling impure thoughts? Can you imagine Jesus using his tongue to have told a vulgar story? Absolutely not. It's utterly incongruous with the character of Jesus. And so for any man or woman to claim to be a follower of Christ, he must use his tongue for that which is pure and not for that which is impure.